Magnolia Parks and BJ Ballantyne's relationship isn't just a love story. It's a gravitational phenomenon. From their first encounter after a Manchester United game in their privileged London adolescence, they've been locked in an orbit neither can escape. Their connection transcends typical romance, creating a bond so intense that even when they hate each other, they inevitably find themselves drawn back together. As BJ describes it, they're like magnets when in the same room, a pull that feels more cosmic than chosen. This isn't the sanitized version of love we see in romantic comedies. It's raw, messy, and often destructive. Yet millions of readers have become obsessed with this story, making hashtag Magnolia Parks a TikTok phenomenon with over 100 million views. Why? Perhaps because it taps into something we rarely admit. Sometimes the loves that hurt us most are the ones we can't live without. Their decade-long dance of passion and pain speaks to anyone who's ever felt a connection that defies rational explanation, the kind that feels written in the stars, even when those stars are falling. At the core of Magnolia and BJ's unbreakable bond lies a hidden tragedy, a teenage pregnancy and miscarriage known to almost no one. This shared loss created a connection that transcended their numerous betrayals and reconciliations. When 16-year-old Magnolia became pregnant, BJ responded with surprising maturity, planning to raise their child in Tobermory on the Scottish coast. The loss at 15 weeks devastated them differently. Magnolia endured a traumatic DNC procedure, while BJ created a memorial under a willow tree, a sacred spot they visit annually on December 3rd. They would have named her Billy, after the Billie Holiday song from their first date. This grief forged a private world only they inhabited. For nearly a decade, they told almost no one, carrying this burden together even when estranged. BJ's willow tree tattoo marks their loss permanently. When finally revealed to friends, this truth explained their intense connection, prompting Christian's observation. That explains a lot about you two. Magnolia and BJ's profound connection repeatedly collapses under his pride and her fear. BJ's pride stems from being sexually assaulted at 14, creating a belief he isn't good enough for Magnolia, leading to self-sabotage through infidelity and pushing her away. In therapy, BJ struggles to define being good enough, being a good guy, trustworthy, and trying to be honorable. Magnolia's fear manifests as fleeing when things get difficult. After discovering BJ's betrayal with her friend Paley, she escapes to New York without goodbye. Bridget, Magnolia's sister, identifies the pattern. "It's very fixable, Magnolia. You just stay." She explains that loving someone means showing up regardless of circumstances, something Magnolia avoids because staying means vulnerability. When BJ insists he'd do anything for Magnolia, Bridget responds, "Except lose face." Their barriers create a relationship that's simultaneously unbreakable and unsustainable. BJ ultimately acknowledges, "We're both still hurting each other to feel close to each other." Magnolia and BJ's relationship unfolds within London's elite social circle. Their friend group, Henry, BJ's brother, Jonah, Christian, Tara, and formerly Paley, acts as both witnesses and victims to their drama. The most significant betrayal comes from Paley, Magnolia's childhood best friend, who sleeps with BJ during their troubles and later confesses her long-standing feelings for him, shattering Magnolia's trust in all her friendships. The fallout ripples through everyone. Some friends initially side with BJ, leaving Magnolia feeling abandoned. Perry and Paley are cast out, while others awkwardly maintain relationships with both. After the breakup, Magnolia dates men from their shared circle, Rush, Christian, and Julian, in transparent attempts to hurt BJ. Though the friends recognize this toxicity, they feel trapped. Henry finds their dating others tedious because it's clearly temporary. Jonah directly tells BJ to be her boyfriend or leave her alone, voicing the group's frustration. These friends function as both enablers and truth-tellers, illustrating how toxic relationships damage everyone nearby. The Magnolia Parks world is one of extraordinary privilege. private schools, family estates, private jets, designer wardrobes, and unlimited wealth. This rarefied environment profoundly shapes how the characters approach love and conflict. Magnolia and BJ's wealth removes practical barriers to their relationship. They fly across countries on a whim, book luxury hotels for reconciliations, or purchase multi-million pound homes casually. Their financial freedom disconnects them from consequences, enabling avoidance rather than resolution. Magnolia fleeing to New York after BJ's betrayal, or their impromptu Paris trip when emotions overwhelm them. Their possessions mirror their emotional states. Magnolia's designer fashion serves as both armor and expression, while BJ's 18 new tattoos chronicle his pain after losing her. Their exclusive social world creates a fishbowl effect for their relationship drama. They treat others as accessories, using Jordan and Julian primarily to provoke jealousy. Despite their privilege, they struggle to find authentic happiness, as wealth removes external obstacles but creates internal ones that stunt emotional growth. Julian Hates enters as a disruptive force, a dangerous, enigmatic figure who becomes the third point in Magnolia and BJ's love triangle. From London's criminal underworld, the most dangerous man in England lives in a Knightsbridge mansion showcasing his illicit success. Julian embodies contradiction, ruthless publicly, yet unexpectedly tender with Magnolia, showing vulnerability he permits no one else to see. Their relationship begins as purely physical, Magnolia's weapon against BJ. Julian accepts these terms. You love him, I love no one, yeah? Yet he develops genuine feelings for her, becoming another in the ranks of men who find that there's very little that they wouldn't do for you. Despite his self-awareness that he's being used, Julian allows it to claim whatever piece of her he can. Their exchange, in another life, I reckon I could have loved you, met with, in another life, I would have let you, captures their tragedy. Julian offers stability without BJ's devastating highs and lows, yet she can never commit because BJ is my every thought. The twist? Julian orchestrated scenes of infidelity specifically to push Magnolia back to BJ, creating situations where BJ could play hero. Magnolia Parks portrays the central couple's love as both worth fighting for and devastatingly toxic. Simultaneously, a romance and cautionary tale about passion becoming obsession. Magnolia describes loving BJ as surrendering autonomy. I don't belong to myself anymore. BJ infiltrates my every thought, decision, and feeling. Their connection represents a beautiful affliction, bringing both transcendent intimacy and profound suffering. Their obsession drives destructive behaviors. BJ sleeps with Magnolia's best friend. Magnolia dates his friends for revenge. They use others as pawns in their emotional game, disregarding collateral damage. The consequences are severe. Magnolia suffers anxiety attacks requiring hospitalization, while BJ turns to substances when apart. Their emotional states depend entirely on each other, creating dangerous codependency. Despite these warning signs, the novel suggests their separation would be more destructive than togetherness. Their reconciliation comes with the sense they've learned to balance intense passion with healthier boundaries.